From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Americans use credit cards all the time to buy everything from the morning latte to an entire summer vacation. But credit card companies may be using Americans, too. They've come up with all sorts of crafty ways to get consumers to pay more. Here to tell us about it is Steve Tripoli from Marketplace. So, Steve, what's this new world of credit cards all about?
Well, Alex, it's about picking your pocket, legally, of course. Not so long ago, there were only two ways to pay for using a credit card. That was the interest on your outstanding balance and late payment fees. But in the past decade, credit card issuers have come up with loads of ways to charge you more.
Such as?
Well, you know, changes in those late fees are one of the biggest. Many card issuers have started sending out their bills much closer to the payment due date, for instance. People don't realize this. They take their normal couple of weeks to pay, but now they're overdue. And now, when you're overdue, it's not only an interest charge, but the interest rate on your card can skyrocket from, say, 12% to, say, 28% overnight, permanently, and even on debt you incurred before the rate went up. Fun, huh?
Yeah, indeed. And that can add up after a while, I imagine. And you've discovered that those aren't the only ways that you can wind up paying more?
Oh, Alex, take your pick. There are new fees on balance transfers from one card to another. There's this so-called universal default. I just love this one. That's where your credit card interest rate skyrockets just because you paid another bill late, like your electric bill. There are new fees for paying your bill on time if you happen to do it over the telephone or the internet. And did I mention most credit card contracts say in the small print that they can change the rules on you at any time for any reason?
What's being done about this?
Well, Ed Mirzwinski at the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, that's a consumer group, tells me it's bothering consumers a lot, and that's sparking some calls for action.
With the increase in penalty fees and nuisance fees over the last 10 years, profits from credit cards have skyrocketed. Congress needs to ban these repeat fees, and it needs to say, banks, let's stop tricking consumers into paying fees.
And Washington has also been weighing in on this. As of this morning, there are several new bills out there limiting credit card fees.
That's right. There are three or four now, and Ed Mirzwinski tells me he expects three or four more soon. And last week, there was a House committee hearing on credit card fees that drew very harsh public criticism of the industry from both political parties.
But to be clear, there's no change in the laws yet.
Right. And let's not assume change is coming because, you know, the card companies are logging huge profits off these easy-to-trigger fees, more than they get for interest on their lending, in fact. And they're massive campaign contributors to both parties, so there's nothing sure about change here.
So, Steve, any advice for those packing plastic right now?
Watch out. Know when the bill is due. Pay it on time. Try to read the fine print about other charges and avoid them. It's really a minefield. It's not for nothing that consumer groups call these trapdoor fees because you don't see them coming. Nice way to treat your customers, no?
And that advice, priceless. Thanks so much, Steve. Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.